and just things that are happening around us that have to deal with money. And one of those things is how the Competition Commission has actually filed a new charge sheet with the Competition Tribunal against 28 banks that were actually accused of manipulating rand dollar trading. So this has been an ongoing case, I think, since 2015, where a couple of banks were found to be colluding the rand dollar trading. So this was in line with the Competition Appeal Court ruling, which ordered that a new charge sheet needed to be filed because the case was struck off the roll. I think it was due to evidence and the fact that the Competition Commission was unable to actually prosecute international banks, but they needed to actually do something about the local banks that were involved in this colluding, the collusion. So the commission said that following its investigations, it actually found that the banks directly and indirectly manipulated the trade of the rand dollar currency pair. And we know that these are constantly competing. Every time in the news, Fifi will mention that the rand is trading at whatever against the dollar and so on and so forth. This is because trade takes place based on the rand and dollar exchange rate, yes. Right? And now when you're finding that banks are actually fixing these amounts, then you're not exactly understanding the true nature of what is actually influencing the rand and dollar exchange rate, because we understand the rand and dollar exchange rate to be influenced by the economy and the activities of the economy, mm-hmm. Right? So obviously when we got into the space of COVID-19, the rand dollar exchange rate was fluctuating,
it was all over the place,
up and
actually,
down,
yes.
You know, and the rand to the dollar was actually quite weak because we were also just downgraded to junk status not long after COVID-19, and a lot of investors just felt like, nope, we don't see ourselves investing in a country like South Africa because there's just no reason for us to invest. And these are things that affect a lot of countries, these are things that affect a lot of investors as well, things that affect people that actually have their money in the banks that are trading on the market, right? So some of the individual traders that were actually involved in this manipulation had been dismissed, but the commission said that the banks were yet to be held accountable. So the new referral actually follows the ruling by the Competition Appeal Court in February, which was dismissed by the bank's appeal that sought to obtain an order dismissing the commission's case against them. But then the main contention of the banks was that the competition authorities do not have jurisdiction over activities as they took place outside of South Africa, in New York City to be precise. But the CAC did respond by saying that the commission must simply file a new referral to replace all the previous ones to demonstrate that the behavior of the banks has had a direct and immediate effect on the South African consumers and the economy. Because if we are finding ourselves, we're in a place where we are not having foreign investment or international investors investing into the country, then we are finding ourselves needing to get money from somewhere, needing us to take out loans either from other countries or international banks. And when we find ourselves in that position, the country is in debt. And when the country is in debt, they have to find money from somewhere.
How does
government find money from somewhere within the country? Tax, inflation. Prices are then being increased. Now tax is being...
Your petrol, everything
exactly,
is just going up.
Everything is just going up. And it affects us. Although a lot of us as consumers feel like, ugh, this doesn't affect us directly, it does.
I actually also noticed just with the value added tax that just that 1% that was added actually has an impact.
A massive, massive, massive
like buying
impact.
Food is not child's play
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly.
So yeah, no.
Exactly. So a lot of people found themselves being so frustrated because the Competition Commission felt like they couldn't do anything about it. But at least now they have filed new charges, and the banks that are charged for manipulating the exchange rate are actually said to file responses. But just out of interest sake, some of the banks that were found to be taking part in this activity include the Nedbank Group and the Rand Merchant Bank. And 28 banks are all included in this, and also individuals that take part in such activities, but they have then, you know, been dismissed from this case. But I think it's about time that this is being done, and that the economy is operating in its natural state,
yeah,
and it's not being manipulated by, you know, people and things that think they want to gain in one way or another. So I think this is a good response. We will see how the banks are actually going to respond to this. But yeah, if I actually just want to find out from you, Did you ever pay attention to things like these, or were you just like, whatever goes, goes? We'll just see. Now, let's have an honest conversation, because this is going to then educate the next person, you know?
Because I also feel like sometimes you just sit without this information. You find yourself spending so much money, or you find yourself with money, then the next thing you don't have any money, but you don't even know what's going on, or why you're spending so much on certain things. So I think it is a good question, actually.
Yeah, look, man, I think it's very important that we don't take lightly to things like these. And also, it's very important to understand what your bank is getting involved in. If you are banking with a bank that is under the Nedbank Group or the Rand Merchant Bank, then you need to understand why certain things are actually playing out the way that they are with your bank. You know, it could be caused by this, or it could be something else. And when you're in conversation with your bank, then maybe such things could come up, and you could actually find yourself, you know, in a position that actually gives you an advantage, because now you have the information, you know? So yeah, that's what is happening with the Competition Commission, as well as the banks that are being charged for manipulating the exchange rate. They are set to file their responses. So once responses have been filed, we'll see what the banks are saying. For a very long time, they've just been like, ugh, no, this is not it. You guys don't have enough evidence. And the Competition Commission then, you know, went and looked for the evidence through investigations, and this is what they have found. So we will see how this case will continue to roll out. But this is what we have for you in our brunch chat for this Financial Thursday. Any comments around this, you're welcome to send them.